Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this evening's show, we'll celebrate the birthdays of Roy Bargy, Abe Lyman, and Carson Robison, take a trip to Baltimore, and listen to this past week in recording history. Last week, July 31st, marked the birth in 1894 in Newaygo, Michigan, of pianist Roy Bargy. He grew up in Toledo, Ohio, and began studying the piano at age 5. He had hopes of becoming a concert pianist, but couldn't afford to study in Europe, so his musical career began playing piano and organ accompanying silent movies. In 1919, he moved to Chicago and was hired by Charlie Strait at the Imperial Piano Roll Company as a composer and piano roll editor to compete with QRS Piano Roll's star Zez Confrey. Bargy made his first disc recording with Charlie Strait and Paul Bees in 1919 as the Imperial Three. In 1921, Charlie Strait introduced Roy to booking agent Edgar Benson, who hired him as pianist and musical director of the Benson Orchestra of Chicago. After just a year, Bargy left to form his own orchestra, taking many of Benson's musicians with him. This group disbanded after just a few years, at which time Roy joined the Isham Jones Orchestra. In 1928, he was hired by Paul Whiteman, where he remained for the next 12 years and became number two in the band as Whiteman's assistant. When he left Whiteman in 1940, Roy was active in radio, leading studio orchestras, and in 1943 he was hired as Jimmy Durante's musical director. Bargy stayed with Durante for 20 years until they both retired in 1963. Roy Bargy died in Vista, California on January 16, 1974. Here's Roy Bargy. Thank you. Well, in that set, you had Roy Bargy conducting, playing piano, and singing. We just heard Roy and Peggy Healy with a little bit of the Rhythm Boys on Pettin' in the Park from April 18, 1933. Pettin' in the Park was written by Al Dubin and Harry Warren and was from the film Gold Diggers of 1933. Roy and Peggy also recorded the Gold Diggers song in that same session. Before that, we heard a piano solo by Roy Bargy of one of his own compositions, Rough and Ready, recorded by Victor on March 18, 1924. We began our tribute to Roy Bargy with Roy directing the Benson Orchestra of Chicago on April 11, 1921, and Ain't We Got Fun, written by Richard A. Whiting. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. Last week, August 4th, marked the birth in 1897 in Chicago, Illinois, of drummer, bandleader, and composer Abe Lyman. His musical career began at age 14, playing drums in Chicago's Colonial Cafe. Later, he moved to California to lead the band at his brother Mike's nightclub, the Sunset Inn, in Santa Monica. After the Sunset was forced to close, Abe landed a contract to play in the Coconut Grove Ballroom at the Ambassador Hotel in Los Angeles, where he opened on April 1, 1922. As a result of their popularity at the Ambassador, the band made their first record on the Nordskog label a few months later. The following year, Lyman began recording for Brunswick, where he remained until 1936, making hundreds of sides. The band went on a vaudeville tour in 1924, worked in Chicago in 1925, and toured Europe in 1929, each time returning to the Coconut Grove. Beginning in 1930, the band was featured in Hollywood movie musicals including Good News, Hold Everything, and Paramount on Parade. The band is also heard in a number of Warner Brothers' Merry Melodies cartoons. Abe Lyman composed or wrote lyrics for a number of popular songs, including his own Mary Lou and What Can I Say After I Say I'm Sorry, written with Walter Donaldson. The band enjoyed a long run on the radio program Waltz Time from 1934 to the late 40s, at which point Abe Lyman left the music business and went into restaurant management. He died on October 23, 1957 in Beverly Hills. Here's Abe Lyman.
ride. It's hotter than hot, newer than new, cleaner than me, bluer than blue. Guess whose bunch of claws is waving a flag. Say you can pass many a class, whether you're dumb or wise. If you all answer the call when your professor cries, everybody down on the hill, up on the coast, stay after school, learn how it goes. That's the way to do the varsity ride. Thank you.
Hot stuff. Abe Lyman's California Orchestra and Everybody Stomp, written by Elmer Scoble and Billy Myers. That was recorded by Brunswick on October 14, 1925, and is an electrical recording, but was made with what Brunswick came to call their light ray system. Columbia and Victor licensed their electrical recording system from Western Electric, but Brunswick licensed General Electric's palephotophone process, which used a sound-collecting device called a palatrope, a photoelectric microphone which used a light beam and a mirror. Well, as you could hear from that recording, the light ray system didn't produce very good sound. Before Everybody Stomp, we had a much better recording of the Varsity Drag from March 28, 1928. The Varsity Drag is from the musical Good News and was written by DeSilva, Brown, and Henderson. The vocalist there was Phil Neely. We began our tribute to Abe Lyman with a ragtime classic, UDL Bowman's 12th Street Rag, that version recorded on September 9, 1926, and featuring quite a demonstration of what trombonist Slim Martin called his turkey gobble. Yeah, that would be it. Abe Lyman also recorded 12th Street Rag a few years later on May 2, 1932. Last week, August 4th, marked the birth in 1890 in Oswego, Kansas, of Carson J. Robison. He was known as the Kansas Jayhawk, and much as I'd like, we're not related. He came from a musical family, his father being a champion fiddle player and his mother a pianist and singer. He wrote his first song called Anthem in 1904, but after working as a cow puncher, farmer, oil field worker, and railroad dispatcher on the Katy Railroad, his musical career began in 1922 when he got a job on radio station WDF in Kansas City, Missouri, singing and whistling. He went to New York City in 1924, auditioned for Victor Records, signed his first recording contract, and made his first recordings on April 30th of that year. From 1924 to 28, he accompanied Vernon Dalhart on guitar, and the two sang duets, bringing national attention to country music. As a studio musician, he recorded with the likes of Gene Austin, Jack Smith, The Revelers, and Frank Crummett. In 1928, Frank Luther and Phil Crowe joined Robison to form the Carson Robison Trio. He also sang duets with Luther, often under the pseudonym of Bud and Joe Billings. In 1932, he formed his own band, Carson Robison and His Buckaroos, and that same year went on an international tour as Carson Robison's Pioneers. Carson Robison wrote more than 300 songs and received a lot of his inspiration from newspaper stories of disasters. He died on March 24, 1957 in Poughkeepsie, New York. Here's Carson Robison. Thank you.
I got a little gal who dresses very well, dresses very well, dresses very well. I watched her once so I can tell. Tell me, ain't you coming out tonight? Ain't you, ain't you, ain't you, ain't you coming out tonight? Coming out tonight, coming out tonight. Ain't you, ain't you, ain't you, ain't you coming out tonight to dance by the light of the moon? Got a little gal whose father got a fright, father got a fright, father got a fright. He's had it ever since his wedding night. Tell me, ain't you coming out tonight? Oh, ain't you, ain't you, ain't you, ain't you coming out tonight? Coming out tonight, coming out tonight. Ain't you, ain't you, ain't you, ain't you coming out tonight to dance by the light of the moon? Got a little gal who sits on my knees, sits on my knees, sits on my knees. We'll leave it at that, no questions please. Tell me, ain't you coming out tonight? Little gal down the railroad track, the railroad track. I stole a little kiss, but she made me put it back. Tell me, ain't you coming out tonight? Ain't you, ain't you, ain't you, ain't you coming out tonight? Coming out tonight, coming out tonight. Ain't you, ain't you, ain't you, ain't you coming out tonight to dance by the light of the moon?
Turtle dove, that if you'd like to learn of love, to come to me. and I'd agree. Teach him how to bill and coo and show him how to cuddle to the nth degree of ecstasy. Tell him the bluebirds in the trees, tell him their pretty melodies, tell him the sunny southern breeze, tell him the honeybees how I love you. I'm telling the birds, telling the bees, and I'm telling the flowers, telling the trees how I simply adore my honey, love, sweet little smile and sunny you. For I'm in love with you, talking to the moon, sighing to the sun, speaking to the stars, telling of everyone how I never can live without your love, happy in dreams about you too. I love you true. Soon I will broadcast to the nation, for what a lucky day. I'll tell them you are love creation, and then I'll shout hooray and start singing to the skies, yelling to the crowd, crying little cries and shouting out loud how I'll go.
Wendell Hall, best known for his recording of It Ain't Gonna Rain No Mo' and I'm Tellin' the Birds, I'm Tellin' the Bees. Wendell accompanied himself on ukulele with Carson Robison on guitar and whistling. That recording is from around November of 1926. I'm Tellin' the Birds, I'm Tellin' the Bees was written by Lou Brown and Cliff Friend and was preceded by a novelty recording of Ain't You Comin' Out Tonight, uncharacteristic of Ray Noble and the New Mayfair Orchestra. Carson Robison recorded that in London on August 25, 1932. You can't hear it very well, but at the end of that record, an unidentified gentleman says with a very refined British accent, "Tell me, haven't I met you somewhere before?" To which a lady with an equally upper-crust voice replies, "No, I've never been there." We began our tribute to Carson Robison with a group he formed in 1928 after parting with Vernon Dalhart called Carson Robison's Madcaps. We heard a pioneering piece of Western swing called Nonsense, recorded by Edison on September 24, 1929. Last week, July 30th, marked the establishment in 1729 of Baltimore, Maryland. Baltimore was the vision of Cecil Calvert, Lord Baltimore, who had hoped to reproduce England across the Atlantic. So here to commemorate Lord Baltimore and the city of Baltimore are some rapidly rotating records about Baltimore, beginning with the Redheads.
Thank you.
The Baltimore Society Orchestra, pseudonym on the Oriole label for the California Ramblers, and Up and Atom from August 10, 1926. That was preceded by the Dixie Daisies, who were heading for Baltimore. The Dixie Daisies was a catch-all pseudonym for a number of studio groups that recorded for the Cameo Record Corporation. The Cameo label was introduced in February of 1922 as a medium-priced label at 50 cents and was of mediocre quality. We begin that Baltimore set with the Redheads and Baltimore from around September 16th, 1927. It's time now for that feature of the program we call This Week in Recording History. So-called because it's here where we play rapidly rotating records celebrating birthdays having been recorded this past week in years past. Here to start off this edition of This Week in Recording History are the University Six.
Thank you. Harlem, so everyone start trucking. As soon as the news got round, the folks downtown came up to Harlem, saw everybody trucking. It didn't take long before the hi-hats were doing it, Park Avenue and it all over town. You see them shuffling, shuffling, shuffling down. It spread like a forest blaze, it became a craze, thanks to Harlem now. Everybody's trucking, truck it on out that slum, yeah. Ah, mercy, yes, yes. Everybody's trucking, trucking, trucking. We'll be right back.
We began this edition of This Week in Recording History with the University Six, a pseudonym on the Harmony label for the California Ramblers, and Oh, If I Only Had You from August 2, 1926. Oh, If I Only Had You was written by Cliff Friend and Gus Kahn. Next, it was Ben Selvin's Dance Orchestra and Susquehanna Home, featuring reed man Larry Abbott on comb. That was recorded sometime in August of 1924. Susquehanna Home was followed by Fats Waller and His Rhythm, August 2, 1935, and Truckin', written by Ted Kohler and Rube Bloom. We finished up with Percival Mackey and his Kit Kat Band and a nice peppy rendition of At Sundown, written by Walter Donaldson. That Edison Bell Winner 78 was recorded August 4, 1927. I'm Glenn Robison, and I'm very pleased that you've chosen to spend this past hour listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week and every week for more rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, and music to which you can't not tap your toes. Thank you for your very kind attention.